la 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 la.
Preparation in tens.
טוב, קטע הכנה נמצא גם אצלנו בוואטסאפ. בזמן שאדם צריך לדון,
preparation. When man should see his friends to the scale of merit, that's great exertion. Not everyone is ready for that. Sometimes there is a worse state, that a person sees that a friend is disregarding him. Furthermore, that he heard slander from one friend, that he'd said about the other friend unpleasant things, that they should speak about one another, and he must subdue himself and judge him to the scale of merit. And that is great exertion. That's why when a person judges someone to the scale of merit, that is a remedy. That the more a person exerts in that, that is awakening from above, from below. And from above, he is given forces to love all the friends with no exceptions. That is called by yourself a friend. That a person has to exert in order to attain love of others. From Rabash, what to demand from the gathering of friends. The question for our workshop is, what is the exertion Rabash is talking about, and how should it be expressed between us?
It's hard to come out from within our reason, from within our minds. Although everything is in the Rosh, everything is within reason. And everything can be revealed as something imaginary.
On one hand, the excerpt supposedly speaks about states a person sees on the outside. Like Henry said, it's hard to see this within reason. But thank God we have friends around us that we constantly need to see how we judge them to the scale of merit and see their merits, the positive things. In the end, it's only me with my corrupted eyes who sees it wrong in my egoistic reason. It's not always easy, but if we help each other, we'll be able to see a different reality.
It's not supposed to be easy. Our exertion is not within reason, but above reason. And there we have to see how great the friends are, to justify them, to see the Creator behind them. These are not things that we can see within reason. This is the true exertion. To always remember that eventually the connection between us is what matters, and our ability. Our ability to relinquish, to make concession for each other for the sake of love.
I think it's one of the most difficult fields to work in. That's why it's also the most beneficial, or it helps us advance towards the goal the most. I don't know if there's anything that is more opposite to us and more similar to the Creator than constantly judging the friends to the scale of merit and justifying them. And that's probably the reason that Kabbalists say that we must, that the multitude, two or the multitude of many, that one person can't get equivalence of form with the Creator, because there's a lot of exertion in that connection with the friends.
The way I understand this excerpt, this exertion is prayer. When the Creator wants to advance a person, He wants to advance the ten, then deliberately He awakens states which make us ask for forces, ask for help to sentence the friends to a scale of merit. The Creator deliberately arranges such a reality where in mind and emotion a person cannot really justify. He feels helpless. And here he has to be in prayer to receive spiritual forces from above, to be freed from his nature, to live only for the sake of the friends.
There aren't many more possibilities. Either you judge the friends to the scale of merit, or the Creator will make you. So it's better to do it on your own. Also heard an advice not to engage in annulling yourself, but engage in seeing the friends as great. That is already the work.
I connect to what we said. Sometimes I cannot justify the friends or sentence them to a scale of merit. This is a place to ask for help from above, that I want to see the friends, I want to see the greatness of the friends and their positivity and not their flaws.
Because otherwise I won't see the Creator through them. And then he's concealed from reality completely. It's like this electric state I have to stabilize in a certain way to see the friends in order to see the Creator and relate to this reality correctly.
We can ask for help from the Creator to help us, specifically in states where we fail, in those states where it seems that this friend said, as we read in the excerpt, that we will not forget about the Creator, that this whole theater, this whole charade, this whole existence, He is the one playing with us.
Justify the friends. And it's for the Creator. You can't always do it instantly, but after a certain time, just don't miss out on the opportunity and think why it's happening.
Love of friends is something that a person has to work on very hard in order to acquire that love. There is a reason why Rabash writes about it, at least 20 articles, and this is exactly what our exertion is, in order to give up on this place of love of friends. The fact that I'm building an attitude towards someone only because he and me have a mutual desire to connect. And that is the only thing connecting us, a mutual desire to reveal the Creator. And this is why there is an exertion to be made here.
Yeah, like friends said, it's a great place for prayer and recognition of evil, to see how opposite we are from the nature of bestowal. And that's why we have to keep doing it as much as we can. Connection to society just speeds up our times. The more we do it, we'll have a greater deficiency and a greater prayer.
Let us try to get into the lesson together with one intention, to support each other, to pray for each other, to listen to the lesson with one heart and one ear.
Adabana shalom bach leman beis ha-shalokenu arvach shatorah leman beis ha-shalokenu arvach shatorah ay 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 leman beis ha-shalokenu arvach shatorah Abba Shatov.